And time for the business news with Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. Estate agents forecast that residential property prices are either at their peak or close to it and will level off soon. They expect price increases of just 1% in 2024. That's according to a new survey by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. John O'Sullivan is chair of the SCSI's Practice and Policy Committee and also an estate agent in Dublin. John O'Sullivan, can you tell me about the case studies compiled as part of the survey and what they tell us about the affordability gap?
Good morning. Our case study, so interesting, this particular report is in 41 years in the making. And this case study we run is a typical couple. They're a guard and a nurse. They've a combined gross salary of 89,000. And looking at it, we've been tracking them for a few years now, this sample couple. And particularly this year, they are, you know, very evidently priced out of the greater Dublin area, which is Wicklow, Kildare, Meath and Dublin. And if you look at the figures, they're €62,000 short on being able to purchase in a new home in these areas. And in Galway, they're €22,000 short. So there are other parts of the country where they can purchase, of course.
Now, these are essential workers who cannot afford to buy a home in the greater Dublin area where housing is needed. It's most unaffordable.
Absolutely, yes.
My goodness. 63% of estate agents expect prices to level off soon. When is soon?
That's a very good question. Well, firstly, if you look at, for instance, what we're saying, so we're estimating that property prices will increase by 1% in 2024. If you look back at our report 12 months ago, we were saying 2%. And in fact, by year end, that was 2.3%. Now, this is a sentiment survey amongst our members, but it's fairly close to the ground and what's actually happening. Soon, who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, and it is a good news story, to be fair. If you're trying to purchase a home, it's a good news story that prices are actually slowing down, and price increases are slowing down.
Then looking at the rental market, your survey finds 36% of sales instructions in Q4 were landlords selling their investment property. Why do landlords say they're selling up?
Yeah, I mean, again, and if you looking backwards as well, it's 36% this year, whereas last year it was 40%. So it's slightly down on where it was in the past.
It's still a significant number.
It is quite significant. One third of all sales are effectively landlords. And most of them are, I mean, these are private landlords who are selling up. So if we talk to these people and we sort of say to them, look, why is the reason behind the sale? Again, they're saying that net rental returns is an issue for them. But rent legislation they find is too complex. There are other issues as well that people fear change. They fear uncertainty in the future, and maybe a change of government or change of government policy is also an issue.
A change in government or a change in housing policies. Are landlords nervous about who might be in the next government?
I think any uncertainty brings about nervousness, absolutely.
Okay. And you mentioned net rental returns being too low. But when we hear from the likes of DAF.ie, they're talking about record rents for new tenants. You would think landlords would want to be in that kind of market.
Yeah, but a lot of private landlords are people who've been in the market for a long time. Some of them are very, they're accidental landlords. It might have been, a second home or whatever. And for them, they're very often their rent is restricted. And when you see, particularly on DAFT, rents advertised, you can sometimes see a rent which is, an obscure low figure. That is a property which has a restricted rent. And it's very typically that's the type of person who's actually selling.
So people who are in the rent pressure zones.
Quite correct,
and
yeah.
People who adhere to those rules.
Absolutely.
As well.
Okay. Well, they have to.
Okay. BER ratings are now an important factor in relation to the level of an offer. Buyers don't want the expense of retrofitting.
Yeah, well, I think from a retrofitting perspective, there's time. You're also dealing with, construction. There are grants there. But there's also, from their own perspective, you have to take time to bring it. The reason why people are so focused on the A and B rated primarily is there are green mortgages there which are at a lesser rate than for properties which aren't A or B rated. Again, people are very environmentally conscious, but very cost conscious. And particularly, estate agents have seen this since the energy crisis and the cost of energy crisis and the cost of living crisis. It's certainly a feature which we've seen.
OK, well, more on our website, rte.ie/business, on that story. John O'Sullivan from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. Thank you for coming on the programme.